92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today thinks he's not getting a call back because his date caught him in a very awkward situation.
Ooh.
A situation that he did not want her to know about.
Ooh, this sounds like it's going to be embarrassing.
Saw the whole thing and now he thinks that ruined his date. We'll find out what that is in just a second. But first, let's talk to him a little bit more. Alan, what's up? How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, my God.
Good.
You're turning red right now just even thinking about what happened, aren't you?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We'll get to that awkward situation in just a second. But first, tell us a little bit about your date. What's her name?
Erica.
Erica. And where did you meet Erica?
I met her online.
Okay. And have you been doing the online thing for a while, or is this one of your first goes at it?
A little bit in the middle. It's not a first go, but I haven't, some people online every week, multiple dates.
Right.
That's not me. So, I've been around a little bit. So.
Okay. So what struck you about Erica?
Well, I thought her photo was adorable, and, I wanted to meet up with her just to make sure she was the, how that is, make sure she's the gal in the photo kind of thing. So
you weren't getting catfished?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not meeting, a man my father's age or something. So.
And did she follow through? Did it look like her, and she was, in fact, Erica?
Yes. She adorable, freckles, her giggle. Pretty quickly, I went, this girl's pretty great.
Good.
Okay, and where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
So we found out that we work not far from each other. So in the middle of that, there's a hotel bar. So I'm like, that's cool. Let's meet up there.
Nice.
Informal. No, not like that.
A little risky to be like,
sketchy. Meet me at the hotel bar?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. A little risky to be like, hey, you want to meet up at a hotel? Oh, weird. I happen to be staying here tonight if you wanted to come up to my room for a few minutes.
You just slide your key card across the table to her.
How'd that get there?
That was not the intention.
Did she know that wasn't the intention?
I'm sure. It was one of those, I think she even suggested, I can't remember, but, just kind of one of those informal things, and if things aren't great, it's like, oh, you know what, I have to shoot back down to work kind of thing, you can get that little bailout. So that was kind of the big idea,
Okay.
And how was it?
It was great. We talked, and you set that, that timer in your head, like, oh, at this point, I'm like, oh my gosh, we've been talking about an hour. So after, that first hour, then I always suggest a movie. And she said, yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you guys went to the movies after?
Nope.
Oh. Okay, so she said no.
No, she said yes, but then that's when the awkward thing happened. So
you peed your pants because you were excited.
No, but the restroom was involved. So I told her, okay, let's meet back in the lobby. Went around the corner, had to sneeze really bad. There was a tapestry thing hanging on the wall, sneezed all over it.
Oh, like, what?
On accident or on purpose?
No, it just hit me all of a sudden, and I reached for the only thing around, and there was this fabric hanging on the wall, and sneezed into it.
So you used a piece of the hotel as a handkerchief, basically.
Well, I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was the first thing I could grab. It's right there. You're not just going to sneeze on yourself. So, yeah, that's what happened.
See, I always go for a sleeve first, but apparently you,
he's on a
you're different.
No, I mean, I guess the brain was probably like, look, I'm not going to sneeze on myself because I'm going to see her in a couple minutes, so you don't want that all over your sleeve.
Yeah.
Gross. You're making it sound so mucusy.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, it was bad. There was a lot of stuff. And then that's not it, though. Right then, she came around the corner and had seen that.
So she basically saw you blowing your nose
on
the hotel's furnishings.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty big turnoff. If I saw that or any female saw that.
Well, yeah, and then pretty quickly it was like, oh, you know what? It's later than I thought, and, we'll catch up again later, and, that kind of thing. And I'm like, this is a blow-off. And so we hugged, and I'm like, let's catch that movie later. And she said, sure. And, I've texted a couple times, and either, I'm real busy, or I don't hear back from her, so... Did she not want to see the movie? Did she see the whole sneeze thing? Like, that's kind of my...
Yeah, I don't think it was the movie that did you in. I think it was sneezing all over things.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised she gave you a hug after the description you used.
Well, there's nothing on my sleeves, at least. She knew that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Great, yeah, thank you, please.
Yeah, man, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second Date Update.
If you're just joining us for today's Second Date Update, Alan is on the phone and he wants to call Erica. They met online, ended up going out for drinks at a hotel bar between where they both work. And he says he thinks she's not calling him back because of an awkward moment where he said, let's go to a movie. And she was like, okay. And then he went to the bathroom, but he had to sneeze really bad on his way to the bathroom and ended up grabbing like a curtain in the hotel and sneezing all over that right when she came around the corner and saw him. Man. And then after that, she was like, I don't want to go to a movie. And she hasn't called him ever since. So we're thinking that the sneeze did him in. And you know what, Alan? In these second date updates, I've like helped a lot of people get dates and had their back, like cheaters, a couple of attempted murderers, I think. And honestly, I don't think I can have your back on this one if she says no because you sneezed. What? That is just disgusting.
It is a
little really?
It's horrible.
Everybody sneezes.
Horrible.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't blow liquids into hotel curtains. Like, that's gross, dude.
It was an accident. Like, it's a last minute. Like, what are you going to do? So I didn't plan it out. It wasn't here's a great idea.
Well, there wasn't malicious intent here. Okay, I understand that. I never asked, though, what did you say to her when she came around the corner and saw you?
I just tried to play it off like, well, this isn't the bathroom. I can't find the bathroom kind of thing.
Oh, smooth. Yeah, this isn't a roll of toilet paper. It looked like it.
She thinks you're going to do other things on that then probably.
No, she knew I was going to the bathroom. It's, you know, like it's always the bathrooms are farthest away from the door. There's this curve around.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Erica, please?
This is Erica.
Hey, what's up, Erica? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Did I win something?
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners, and they emailed us to see if we could get a hold of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's weird, huh?
So you might have won a date with this person, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who's the mystery man?
It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. So you recently went out with a dude named Alan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I did.
Not as excited Alan. Anymore.
No, not super excited. No?
So you didn't like Alan?
Sorry, I don't know if I want to talk to you guys about this.
Well,
this is awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's awkward, but Alan really wants to know why you're not calling him back because he said he enjoyed your date a lot and really felt like you guys connected.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? That's what it sounds like. Bless his heart, he thought we connected.
That was he read that really wrong type of response.
Yeah, I think he kind of did. Honestly,
yeah.
If I'm being honest, I felt like the whole date was kind of just a bust from the start.
Really?
Why? What? I mean, from the very beginning?
Yeah, I just felt uncomfortable, like, the whole time we were together. It was just very awkward and uncomfortable. And
dude.
Well, you guys were on two separate dates then because he didn't feel that at all. He thought you guys were getting along perfectly.
Yeah, he said that you guys were, like, connecting, talking about your families, sharing intimate details of your lives together.
We talked about that stuff because, I mean, what else are you going to talk about on the first date? Like, of course you're going to say, you know, do you have any siblings? Where's your family from? Like, it's all just, you know, stupid small talk, but that doesn't mean we were connecting.
Yeah, okay.
Well, according to him, it meant you were connecting.
Okay.
What did he do that made you feel so uncomfortable? Or what about the date made you feel uncomfortable?
I guess, you know those people who are, like, just close talkers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He is one of them. He's just a really close talker.
So he just...
He was, like, leaning in, like, super close to my face the whole time. Like, literally, I could feel the heat of his breath against my skin.
Oh.
That's the worst.
Everyone just felt that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did it seem like he does that normally, or was he doing it to you because he was trying to be sexy?
That's an excellent question. I wish I knew. I never met him before, so I don't know if that's just how he is or if he was trying to be, like, flirty or seductive, but Well, it was like I would try to lean away, and then he would come closer, and it was like a vicious cycle.
When was the point where you knew that there was no way that you were going to go out with this guy again?
At one point, he went to go get us drinks. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, this is good. He'll come back and, like, I'll establish some more space between us. And then when he came back, he, like, even stood close to me and just, like, watched me while I drank. It was like every move I made, he was just, like, there in my
Weird.
Face.
Whoa.
That is strange.
Okay, so why did you make plans to go to the movies with him then?
Well, yeah, I said yes to it because it seemed like an easy way for me to at least get away from him for, like, a second. So then I could, like, text him and say that I had like a stomach ache or something because I couldn't get away from him otherwise.
Oh.
All right. So you're just trying to ditch him.
Wow.
Yeah. I was trying to ditch him and then I ran into him when he was looking for the restroom.
That sucks. Yeah. He told us that he saw you on the way out when he was looking for the restroom and it seemed awkward between you guys at that moment.
Yeah, it was awkward because I felt like he probably knew that I was trying to get away.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't think he did either. Let's ask him. Why don't we ask him if he did? Because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, Erica.
What?
Yeah.
He's been listening to this whole time?
Yep. Unless he hung up. Alan, are you still there?
Still here. Hello, Erica.
Hey. I suddenly feel bad for Alan.
Hi.
Oh, you were planning on ditching me the whole time?
Not the whole time. I just...
Oh, that feels great. Okay, excellent, like, then. The first few seconds were tolerable. Wonderful.
Well, I'm sorry. I just, like, wasn't feeling it. I mean, I was feeling your breath, but I wasn't feeling the spark.
I can't believe you told these guys I'm a close talker. Is that what you really think that?
Yes, you are a close talker. Your lips were basically touching my ear.
It was a loud bar. I had to get close so we could hear each other. I don't want to sit there and, you know, yell across the table. So I get close to hear what you have to say. And you know what? I was really having a great time.
You seem like a very nice guy, but it just, I, you know, feeling the heat of your breath, I could like tell what you would have for lunch that day. Like, it seemed like maybe it was fish and chips. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that shows what you know. It was chicken strips.
Okay,
so how close could he have been talking, Erica, if you got the food wrong?
Well, my mistake. I stand corrected.
Come on, Alan. Have you ever had a problem before? Has anyone ever told you that maybe you invaded other people's personal space?
This is news to me. Like I was telling you earlier, I was so excited. Everything was going so well, I thought. And then this, it's like, then just say something. Just, you know, like, that's a date. Just go, hey, back up a little. I don't know. Like, give me a chance, you know?
Would that have worked, Alan, if Erica said, hey, you're, like, really in my face, back up, and then just, like, shoulder checked you out of the, like, back a few inches?
It doesn't have to be shoulder check, but just, like, you know, or something like that, you know? Yeah, I mean, I can't read minds, you know? That's what I'm saying. So.
I mean, I guess I'm a believer in pheromones, and I feel like if he was that close to me and I wasn't, like, feeling attracted to him and didn't, like the feeling of his breath and the smell and all of that, then it wasn't going to work.
Okay. All right. Well, that is hard to argue against.
Alan, she just didn't like that you were a close talker. She didn't even know about you blowing your nose on the hotel wall.
Oh, dude.
Wait, what?
Seriously, why do you...
Huh?
Pick a man when he's down. Why would you even do that?
No, it's a good thing, Alan.
No.
Wait, what happened?
Nothing. I blew my nose on the hotel wall. You saw it.
What? I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
Then we're cool. Never mind on that.
I don't know that you're cool, Alan. I think you're far from cool right now.
I never saw you blow your nose on a hotel wall.
Okay, well, I thought you did. And that's why I thought you weren't calling me back, because I blew my nose on a hotel wall. But now I find out I'm a close talker. So forgive me on both.
Oh, man.
Man, a guy can't be a close talker and blow his nose in the hotel wall without just getting murdered for it.
Apparently not.
Erica, would you like to go out with Alan again on a second date? We will pay for it.
No.
No?
I mean, I want to talk you into it because I feel bad for Alan, but I
feel bad for him too, but I don't want to go out with him again.
Yeah.
Can everyone just stop feeling bad for me? Okay, now I know. Now I know you don't sneeze on hotel walls and you don't close talk. So lessons learned.
Okay.
I'm walking away from this. A better man, thank you.
Yeah, a little bruised and a little battered, but a better man.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
She would
text in at 78592 as well. At least that guy took it like a man. If you missed today's second date update, Alan wanted to call Erica. He wasn't sure why she wasn't calling him back after their date. He thought it was because she saw him sneeze into like a curtain or something at a hotel because he had to sneeze. And she thought that he was disgusting because of that. She didn't even notice that he sneezed. She was just trying to get away from the date because apparently he's one of those real close talker people.
Yeah, awkward.
And then we kind of broke the news to her that he also sneezed into a curtain at the hotel, and she was kind of grossed out by that. And so they decided not to go out. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.